The head of the United Nations Human Rights Group is calling on European states to be, quote, less callous in their dealings with migrants trying to reach Europe by boat. That comment came ahead of a planned EU emergency meeting on the topic and at a time of unprecedented casualties. In the Mediterranean Sea near Libya, rescue efforts continue after the sinking of a migrant boat over the weekend in which hundreds are feared dead. And another distress call came in today about more boats in trouble. That's according to the International Organization for Migration. So far this year, the number of migrants who've drowned at sea trying to reach Europe is believed to have exceeded 1,000. That's far higher than the toll this time last year. Sylvia Pajoli is senior European correspondent for NPR. She's in Rome now. Sylvia, what is happening in the rescue efforts going on?
Well, the rescue efforts for the big ship that perhaps maybe 700 or even maybe 950 people, we don't know, were on board, that has pretty much ended. Already they found 24 bodies and 28 survivors. The bodies have been taken to Malta for burial, and now the survivors are being taken to a port in Sicily. But today, as you said, there's been more distress calls, and the Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi says that already Italian Coast Guard ships are responding, both Maltese and Italian ships are responding to two emergencies off the Libyan coast. There's an inflatable life raft with 100 to 150 people on board, and another boat with about 300 people on board.
Sylvia, can you explain why there are so many of these migrants at sea right now and why the trip seems so particularly dangerous now?
Well, there's a variety of reasons. First of all, Libya, which is a completely lawless country, is a perfect place for the criminal organization, the human traffickers, the human smuggling operation. It's total lawlessness. There's in tremendous growing strife in sub-Saharan Africa, many places in the Middle East. There are many Syrians who are fleeing. There are Nigerians, there are Eritreans, there are Somalis. Many are fleeing civil war. Growing Islamic Christian strife in some countries is one reason. And the trade is so lucrative for the smugglers, they have no interest whether their cargoes arrive alive or dead. It's very different from the slave trade of old. They just want to get as much money as they can. So they have no qualms about filling boats with as many people as possible. They couldn't care less what happens to them.
And so this is the reason that we don't even know how many people were on this particular boat that went down, correct? The smugglers
exactly.
are not keeping track, and they just put as many people on as they can.
Exactly. And what they do is they do one thing. They give the cargo, the migrants, the telephone number of the Italian Coast Guard to make an SOS distress call. And often, if it's mostly been the Italians now or the Maltese, they immediately come if they can, or they send a merchant ship or whichever ship is the closest to the area to go in and do a rescue operation.
And the status of that Italian sea rescue program, it's basically defunct now. I mean, what is happening? Because that was the hope that many migrants had relied on.
Well, it was been tremendously reduced because they had set up a big operation last year called Mare Nostrum, what the Romans called the Mediterranean RC. And it was a very big Air Force, Navy operation, a real search and rescue. And they saved many, many lives. That's why there are many more deaths this year. But it was costing Italy $12 million a month to run this operation, which with an economic crisis, it became a little too much. And so the Europeans supposedly pitched in. But what they have is a much, much more reduced operation called Triton. It operates much, much closer to the territorial waters of European countries and is not equipped in any way as much as well as the old Italian operation. And it only costs the 28 member states of the European Union $3 million a month.
Are most of these migrants coming to Italy? Where is it that they want to go?
No, most of them want to go to Northern Europe where they know there are more jobs and where there are bigger, let's say, organizations, bigger groups of their nationalities. They have more contact, sometimes family members already out there. But there is an EU regulation, it's called the Dublin Agreement, which has become a bit of a big problem for both Greece and Italy, which are bearing the brunt of all the refugees. And this stipulates that when a migrant enters a country, that is the country they have to stay in and apply for political asylum. What's what's happening is that many, many of these migrants, with the help of the smugglers, are escaping from the shelters where they're put up in Italy and southern Italy and Sicily, Calabria, whatever. And then the smugglers, for payment, obviously, take them up to the northern European countries where they think they can find a better situation.
And the smugglers themselves, how easy is it to apprehend them, and how many have been apprehended?
Well, just today, Italians announced that they have issued, after a two-year investigation following another big shipwreck in 2013 where more than 300 people died, they started this big investigation and they have cracked down. They say they've discovered a big organized crime group. They've issued 24 arrest warrants, and through their wiretaps, they've uncovered what I just said, this incredible organization that first helps bring these migrants from their countries of origin into Libya, sets them up in these sort of warehouses where they're treated almost like prisoners. There's some very bad situation. They're beaten up. And then once in Italy, the other side of the organization helps them get to somewhere else in northern Italy. And it is a hugely lucrative business.
All right. Thank you very much for speaking with us. NPR, Sylvia Pagioli in Rome. Thanks, Sylvia.
Thank you.